Morning all. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest. And today is Wednesday, the day that the Lord has made. And today is Wednesday. Sky, a friend of mine, Sky, says, why are you always so excited on Wednesday? I say, who wouldn't be? With all the political this and that that you have to talk about, Wednesday is a big relief. It's a big relief. And today is another special day because my guest on Diabumi today is somebody whose surname I don't know and I don't want to know because I'm going to add Disu to that name. If you go to YouTube, I've told her that I have, please, with my family, I've sold my father's house at half price. Okay, and the neighbors are next with it. So to meet up the bride price, I can imagine what a bride price would be like. And this morning I informed her that she should realize that they discovered oil just down my street. Mariam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Is there still any hope? Still no hope. Is there any hope? Uncle Jimmy. What do I need to add to it?
Maybe an oil well will suffice.
Yeah, an oil well will survive. I don't want to eat again.
Yes.
All right. Mariam, of course, she comes on immediately after me. And what's it? Something Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up? So I'm sure you know her from The Voice. And you know who I'm talking about. So she'll be here with me. Dear Bumi, Feta is also in the house, fiddling here and there, always so frightened that you never know when I'll throw her under the bus. Okay, good morning, Auntie Bumi. I hope you're alive. Yes, I hope you're well and kicking. When is Amala? Okay, it's next week. Next week is there's this thing we do, Amala Day. Amala, no, we can't just call it Amala, really. A group of old fuddy-duddies, retired journalists, we meet at Auntie Bumi's house. This is Auntie Bumi here.
Ah.
We meet in her house every last Wednesday of the month.
Oh.
And we eat Amala.
That's nice.
Bokoto, all these big things that go with Amala. We eat it, have a good time, the best of wines and whatever. If I take you there now, there are some guys there that won't let you rest too.
I can be a retired journalist for just that day. Just that day.
They'll want to sink their teeth. Okay. Let's get down to business. Now, you know Diabo Me, you've heard this.
Yes.
So we'll just take the headlines. The headlines we have here, my teenage daughter is ruining my relationship. Lara is saying this. Good morning, Lara in Ikorodu. I'm sure you're listening. I hope you're well now. One of our regular listeners. You remember the teacher we interviewed some time back. So then Chioma says that I thought I'd teach him a lesson. And David says he used and dumped me unceremoniously. Queen says hobby has a second family. Judith says his boob joke is humiliating. Rolaka says he's gone back to his wife. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Hey, I knew there was a vacancy. I would up the ante. Let me. Philip, let us add something. Add something.
Okay.
Add something. Mm. Mm-hmm. I could get a private jet for you, you know.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully, okay. Will I get a money back guarantee?
I want the guarantee you need.
Okay. Let's get down to this one. Hobby has a second family, okay? The man gets wife and then, you know,
side chick.
Side chick. Is there anything wrong with being a side chick?
Are you asking me or you're telling me?
No, I'm asking you. I said is. Question. Okay, question mark after.
For me, well, yes. For me, yes.
Yeah, maybe for you.
Why would you want to be a side anything when you can be the whole meal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes side dishes, if you eat Lebanese food, the side dishes are better than the. There's one Lebanese. I went for lunch with some Lebanese once. They had this 11 course meal, and by the time the main meal came, I didn't even want to see it.
Yeah,
the side ones had been sweeter.
Well, you're having too much of the side dish, which is not the main, and you're not getting all the nutrients your body needs.
If after eating like some main meal, you can now have some nice, you know.
That's why they're called sweets. You can't have it as a main dish. It helps the main dish digest.
Side one. Anyway, So, right, so anyway, Queen says that I've been married for 16 years and she has 3 children.
Okay.
And she says, I didn't learn from a family member that my husband had a secret family who lived close to her friend's house and that the woman had 2 children from her husband. She didn't know. Wow. She says, I didn't really believe her because she's naturally a vicious gossip. When I told my husband about what I learned, I was expecting him to deny. You know, I just said, Pastor, darling, they even said, you know, this woman down there was saying that you had a wife and children outside and you want to walk away thinking to you, say, don't mind that. But no, the guy said that instead he confessed that, come on, Mariam, come, let me tell the truth. He confessed it had an affair running for over 10 years, barely 6 years after our marriage. So wow. He's been having this family for over 10 years. Naturally, I told her children, and they were as shocked as I was. I'm worried about the effect on my children if we split up, but I really don't know how to handle this.
Hmm.
How do you handle a thing like this? You suddenly discover that your husband has had another family for 10 years. Like they would say, downtown in Wari, under your very before.
It's a tough one. The fact that he's not denied it is okay.
Yes.
It's okay. Because
do you think he should have told her, you know?
Well, you see, every man knows who he's married to, you know, and their temperaments, you know. And he probably knew that if he told her, all hell would have broken loose. He also waited. I know an elderly man who keeps saying that if a man dies and nobody shows up to claim that he's the man's child, then he has no secrets. But you know,
I have no secrets.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm your secret.
Yeah,
no, it's no longer a secret again. Anyway, but sincerely, I think that the fact that he's still with her in the house and has kept this a secret, I think he still wants to be with her.
Oh, definitely. Don't you also think that now this is men thinking?
Yeah,
men thinking. Don't you also think that the fact that he hasn't told her also means he respects her?
And
that she just mustn't hear of it. Yes. That's the way men are wired.
Yes.
Do you see it as a betrayal?
Well, yes, to the woman, I think it is a betrayal because, it means that I obviously wasn't giving you something and you didn't feel the need to let me know that I was lacking in something and so you went outside to look for it.
Sometimes it's not that.
What could it be?
You know, sometimes, and I'm being serious now, you know, and I'm being... whatever. Sometimes you do find yourself falling in love under circumstances you can't control. I believe it happens. It doesn't happen all the time. It's one of those things that you probably will be calling a miracle. But sometimes you're happy in your home, everything is going on fine, but there's just this woman you can't resist. And if you have somebody that you can't resist, then sometimes you're ready to pay the price.
But is that love or lust?
Whatever it is,
it's irresistible.
But you see, the truth is, lust, of course, means the canal part of it. Yeah. It might not even be that. It could just be that you like her company. It could be that at a cerebral level, you're twins. You can, not that there's anything wrong with your wife, but that there's a connect. You see, many people think that love has to do with the physical side of things.
No.
Sometimes it's just a connect at the cerebral level.
Absolutely.
And that can be very dangerous. It will be difficult to crack.
Well,
so what should this woman do? Queen, what should she do?
Queen, it's a tough one. It's a choice. She has 2 choices to make, stay or live. But then she's also worried about splitting the marriage and for her children's sake.
When that children's sake, I believe, is something you always bring.
A lot of, most women, it's a fear, you know. Especially if you are a woman or a man who came from a broken family and maybe it didn't work out so well for you. You're afraid that you don't want to continue to leave that kind of legacy.
Should she have told his children?
I think she was a bit too fast to let the kids know. Because, a marriage of how many years? The kids are still pretty young.
16.
Yes. 16 is... Well, I think that she should have just kept it for a while. She would have allowed it.
Well, the other part of it is sometimes you have something inside you. If you don't let it out, it kills you, you know.
I think it's the how. It's how she told the kids. Because there's how you also make your husband look bad in front of your children. What he did is not commendable per se, but also remember that it's a relationship that you and your husband have to have with those children going down
the
line.
Should she bring this woman home? I just asked an innocent. I'm innocent.
I'm sorry. Which woman?
It was Philip that told me to ask you. He passed me the note. No. Okay, we are going to open up our lines at some point. 0700 993 993 993 014. Is it 6 or 9? I need a new pair of glasses. 4657190. So let me look. Take it along. Now we've taken that of Queen. Let us take the one of David. David and Queen go hand in hand. David says that I met a fantastic woman last year when I went on a foreign course from my place of work. We spent more than 6 weeks together and they enjoyed themselves to the maximum. Emphasis on maximum. Okay. If you know what, if you get it, you get it.
If you get it,
oh, yeah,
if you don't get it,
you get
forget about it.
You. By the way, you're from Akwa Ibom or Cross River?
Cross River.
So now you can see we have entered that.
Uncle Jimmy.
Hey, though, I just mentioned the state of origin, state and capital.
This is our relationship we soon break.
Okay. I just mentioned it. I don't have to mention it in passing. It was Philip that told me to.
Philip is in trouble.
Okay, so he said it was a mind-blowing experience. They exchanged numbers and agreed to get in touch when they got back to Nigeria. But when I called, she was always busy until she yelled down the phone that I was pestering her and should leave her alone. Oh, my
shit. It was just some holiday love.
He didn't take. He didn't read. He didn't read the.
He didn't read the room.
He didn't read the tea leaves.
Yes.
He drank the tea, but he didn't take a look at the tea leaves at the bottom of the cup. And so he said, I was shocked to say the least. What kind of woman behaved this way? I was really serious about her. So much so that I thought she might be the one that was He said she's not a teenager and she's in her late 30s and both of us have been married before. She probably doesn't want to have anything to do with anyone.
So it's out of, yes, now. So it's out of two things. She probably also is looking for her space. She doesn't want, so most times when people have been married and then they're separated, they just want to rediscover themselves.
Yes.
And in that purpose, or in that, you know, the journey, they just live a little. And that was her living a little. She connected with him, they did what they did, and she moved on.
What I'm about to say might sound funny, but I think it's the best way to live your life. You get into any form of relationship, always have a discussion.
Absolutely.
You know, always get a clear understanding of what in yourself.
Cards on the table. What are we doing?
I don't think he did that.
No, he just expected that, you know, the thing that young people say, let's see how it goes. I think that's what he was thinking.
It's a dangerous way to go.
Absolutely.
It's like leaving home without a roadmap, without knowing where you're going.
Exactly.
You haven't clocked in your destination in Google Maps and you want him to take
you
to
just going to go around in circles and that's how people get hurt. Yes.
So David, I think David should move on. She's not for him, definitely.
Yeah, she's not even in that headspace. She doesn't want a relationship, not even with you. So let her leave.
I mean, I'm not talking about marriage, but so she just wanted fun.
So, Uncle Jimmy, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I don't understand why men, you know, get shocked when women play the card that they play on a normal day.
So how does that put me on
the
spot?
No, because he's saying that, why would a woman behave that way?
But why did you...
Because you're a man, sir. That's why I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm not a representative of men.
Yes, you are. You are.
I'm a defender of the woman.
See, even better does not believe you. But sincerely, men always freak out.
She doesn't
when...
believe anything.
Men always freak out when women decide to play the same card that they play. If a woman says, well, this is how I want to be right now. I mean, I get that all the time. Why are you single? How can a fine girl like you be single? What's wrong with that?
You get that all the time. You play this card.
No, not that card.
God don't catch
you. No, I'm just saying that woman says, I don't want to be in a relationship, if it appears weird.
If I bring something out, can you swear that
Bring it out. Do you know the name of the one in my place?
The one, you're lucky my phone is plastic. Even though oh my God, it's 9:17. We are moving at very good speed here.
Yes.
So we can take on the third one. And Chioma says, I thought I'd teach him a lesson. What did Chioma do? Chioma says, Dear Bumi, my boyfriend of 4 years currently doesn't want anything to do with me. Why? He's a university lecturer and seems to have more girls needing his attention on campus than me. I can see the jealousy. Jealousy is coming up. In this profession, too, we have that. where people who don't have a clear understanding, they don't know that it's not what you see is not what you get.
Exactly.
Some people actually took it serious when I said I was going to sell my father's house. They were going to convene a family meeting.
I'm sure they're calling people.
Over, now that I've told them, now that they know that they are from Cross River, they're going to backside you of the papers.
We're not so dangerous.
And he says they're everywhere in his office and in the flat the university allocated to him. The girls are there cooking, doing all kinds of things. And then Tioma says, I have a very demanding schedule as I work from home. From time to time, I make time to make his lunch. Whenever he offers to come over, sometimes he forgets to come, and I take the food to him only to find him in the company. Kill all day, he ain't gonna kill himself. You see why I said I can't read news. It says the last straw was when he specifically requested for food, but failed to show up as usual.
Oh.
Then took a food basket to his office only to find him eating with his girls. I was livid. You know what she did? You know what your mom did? I quietly emptied the food on the rug and went off in a huff. He fall my hand.
That was too much of a...
That was too much drama.
Yes.
And she said, I haven't seen or heard from him since then, and I'm still angry to go and find out why. The chairman is now asking, did I overreact?
Of course, not only did you
overreact, you disrespected yourself.
Yes, because you could have walked out of that place
but
calmly.
Didn't campaign.
I know. So I'll tell you from a woman's perspective. I love to cook. I cook. It's therapeutic for me. So I cook, and my people can cook, male or female.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm
not cooking for you. Sorry.
Get it for me now.
No, but sincerely, it's very painful for a woman to cook. I mean, because you asked and she's decided that she's going to do it for you. She does it, and then you don't show up. It's painful, even if you were your mother. You say, mommy, I want to eat a dikang kong, and then she makes it. Then you don't show up. It's disrespectful. It's painful. Time and energy.
Then you now take it to him.
Then I decide that, maybe something happened, or maybe he had extra classes, blah, blah, blah. Then I show up, and you're having chit-chats with your girls.
But that doesn't mean you throw the food on the floor.
No, that's where I fault her. That's where I fault her.
Yeah.
There's too much drama. Why do you pour the food? You could just drop the food in front of him and say, enjoy your meal and walk away and be less dramatic, or even don't say anything, just walk away.
Can you say that again, please? Watch on YouTube. What do you do again?
Drop the food on his table.
Yeah.
And say, enjoy your meal. Okay, ta-ta.
If you're not watching YouTube, you're busy enough.
No, because there's no need. You take the higher ground, because the truth is, you've belittled yourself in front of those girls. Embarrassed him, but
should we not be thanking God that she did not pour it on him?
Well, that would have been...
On one of the girls.
That would have been a dirty...
To give him, like Bianca said, to give me a dirty slap. What's the difference between a slap and a dirty slap?
That one that resounds. And your ancestors...
That's a dirty slap.
Yeah, that's a dirty slap.
But the one that's going...
That's a slap. Again, I also want to say that he doesn't respect her. He doesn't have regards for her, because if she's caught him one too many times and now has become a recurrent...
Maybe he even thinks she's overbearing.
Maybe he doesn't really like her that much. Maybe he just, she's just one of them. So, because if you have your real, your main squeeze, in fact, the moment you hear her footsteps, everybody will disappear.
If it was somebody like you, I'm on.
So I think that,
Could it be something wrong with the lady, though? Well, already she's showing a lack of confidence, so maybe she's...
I think that happens to every woman. Once you start seeing too many women around your men, you have a little, you start second-guessing yourself. It takes very, very strong women.
It's a problem
women.
We have in this profession,
Exactly.
And it happens to the men, too.
Yeah. It goes both ways.
Both ways.
You know, why is he smiling? Why is that Uncle Jimmy always hugging you? Why? Why is Church always laughing like that?
This one that said, I hope your boyfriend knows that is a joke.
What boyfriend? What?
Oh, you're available.
Oh, is it Philip? Oh, okay.
We want over that Philip. No. You will sell the Oba of your village.
No, but sincerely, I think that it goes both ways. For someone to...
But you didn't ask your question when I said, I hope your boyfriend knows that it's just a joke. Boys are tweeting. They want to see available.
I am my own boyfriend. Don't
you? Yeah, your own boyfriend.
Don't you see how good
you do it yourself?
Don't you see how good I look?
It looks good, but that is lookery. What about touchery? I did too. We are going to take a break.
Yes.
What is it, Feta? Why are you so jealous?
Feta is about to have a fit.
Feta, you don't need to get jealous. Okay, now it's 9:23. Feta, can we take one call? Can we?
No, we can't.
Okay, so we'll take a short break and then we'll be right back. Okay.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today is Wednesday and today is Dear Bumi Day. I have two messages that Feta wants to read. Quickly, let's read them.
Okay.
Are they tweets? What are they? Tweets.
WhatsApp messages,
yes. One of them.
This person says, Oga, side chick is a young girl between the age of 19 to 25.
Yes.
If you're 26 to 30, you're a side hen.
Ah.
30 and are above. 30 and above, consider yourself as a vulture. That's
so much.
Now, it's bad belly.
Yeah.
It's jealousy. Some of the one way they call vulture, you better pass the side chico.
Could you mean?
Not that I have the experience, but.
You sound like you're coming from a place of knowing.
No, I don't know. No, it's what I've read. So what's the other message?
This one says, Uncle Jimmy, I like the way you conduct things in the studio.
Yes.
Your voice and pattern are unique.
Is it a man or woman?
He's actually a man.
What is he like him before?
Well, there's no way. I feel like he's a man. Yes. He says, it's so natural, relaxed, as if you're at home.
Yes.
I'm single and I like your guest. I feel with our experience in relationship, we can make a best and perfect couple.
Has he declared his assets?
Please, can I just get to her other than here?
Okay.
No guest. String attached for now.
Guest.
Marianne.
Guest. Guest.
Stop posing. Answer him.
Guest, yeah. They are calling you.
Okay. Whilst you're trying thinking of what to tell him, let's go back. Let's read this one. Rolake. Rolake says that he has gone back to his wife. Ari. Chris, good morning. He says, I've been seeing a man who is 15 years older than I am for the past 2 years. Okay. I love him more than I ever thought was possible. Oh, isn't that touching? But things have become very tough. We were friends for a couple of years before we started the relationship. From the start, I knew he was married. Okay? When we got together, it was great from day one. And it wasn't long before he told me he loved me and wanted to be with me. You know, when did Shakam say that? But he kept on telling me that it would be years before he can leave his wife. Oh, kept on saying that. At first, I thought he was making typical married man excuses. But a few months ago, he told me the reason he couldn't just walk out was because his wife had breast cancer and that it was terminal. Yeah, he can't do that. He's stuck. He's stuck. But it's not a death sentence. Okay.
Not all the
time. But I think that it would be, you know, indiscreet for him.
Yeah.
Yes, it would be untidy.
It'd be inhumane.
Inhumane.
Because, you know,
But in reality, which is tough. So he's there, his mind is somewhere else, and he'd rather leave. So if the wife gets to know that that's the only reason why he's there, it nullifies
everything. Nobody needs to know. He never ever. I mean, I know that this man would love his wife, whether he wants to be with her or not. And that love is what would keep him. So he doesn't have to disclose anything to her. Just love her, be there for her, hold her hand through it. That's it. Yeah.
Ah, I haven't finished reading it. Listen to what it says. I was shocked and couldn't believe he cheated on her at this time. The reason he's now told me about her illness was that his wife found out about us. Madam got to know. Kasala blow. She took him back and we split up and things got nasty between us. Breakups are usually end up in some kind of
mess. They're always messy. Most times.
How do you break up with a guy? Tell me. Which is the best way? Tell me how it works with women. Okay, so you have this guy, you're fed up of him, you have another guy and you want to move on. which is the best way to break up with them? Is it just to walk away or to write in an episode? Or is it to write a letter and tell one of the delivery bicycles to deliver it to him? Or to send him an email? Or to send an emissary to go talk to his pastor to please call? Which is the best way, you think? Or which way would you recommend if you want to break up with a guy as a woman who has found greener pastures?
That sounds all shades of wrong. It sounds wrong.
Which is the best way to break up anyway?
I think it to each person is own. I could be in a relationship with you, Uncle Jimmy, and you're like the sweetest person. But I know that there are lots of things I can't live with you. And you're never going to change, and I can't live with those things. Nobody changes. Nobody changes. So I would just say to you, it's not you, it's me. I just can't live with these things.
You would take the blame.
Yes, and let you down easy.
I tell you what, for me, once you've said it, I'm not interested in the reason. Once I get a sense that I'm not wanted, I mean, why should I hang around? I don't want to know.
You know, some people are.
Some people can't take it if it's that it's another person that has showed up.
Yes. And so but that's why you shouldn't give those reasons. So you try to make all the excuses that it's you.
I also think that's why you should develop self-confidence. Yeah. So just look at life as being at a bus stop, you know. Bus 127 comes down, 18198 will take you.
But Uncle Jimmy, people have problems with attachment. And, you know, most people get attached even before they are a thing with the person. So it's difficult to detach from whoever. So sometimes they're not even in love with you. They're in love with the idea of you. And so how do you break up with that kind of person without destroying
your ego?
Well,
again, that happens to us, those of us in the arts and performance and whatever.
So a lot of people who are around me are obsessed with the idea of me, but they're not even getting to know the real me. So what happens?
I wonder what the real you is like, though.
You know.
No, I'm not too sure. I wonder what the real you is like.
Okay, I'll give you a book on me.
No, I don't need that one. Okay. Well,
you have a hall pass. Just come. I'll tell you.
You know,
anything.
One thing I don't read is I don't read autobiographies because they're vain.
Embellished.
I'm embellished.
No, don't worry. You have a hall pass.
Anyway. It says eventually we started communicating again, but he just wants us to be just friends because he doesn't want to cause any hurt to his dying wife. Yeah. Now he won't tell me he loves me. I think he has a conscience.
Yes, he does.
Either that or he has an excuse for not.
I think that he's realized that what he did, because I think, again, I might be wrong. One of the reasons why he got together with her was because he was lonely. He was looking for, you know, someone to talk to, because I know I've had a parent who had cancer, and it's a tough, you know, thing. You need to be there for them mentally, emotionally, physically, and it's draining for you as a person. So he needed, you know, like somebody to talk to at that time. So I guess he just realized his folly and just said.
But
no,
talking
no.
about this gives me the creeps, you know, making me feel uncomfortable. So let me quickly do it and get it over and done with. The sick part and it's something I hope I never have to go through. But it says that it makes me feel so rejected. I'm sure his head is all over the place. Mm. He tells me he wants to be with me, but he won't say he loves me. I mean, what's it all that?
She's young.
Well, he still wants to have the benefits of a relationship, though.
No. So there's no relationship. There are no benefits.
So no benefits.
No. Let's be friends and friends.
Let him keep his zip up.
Thank you. Mm. It's that simple.
Okay, let's. Our lines are open 0700-993-993-993 and 0146571190. Supervisor is listening, so no crossovers. Mm-hmm. No men calling the women's line. Pastor Ladipo, you did that once or twice. Supervisor is listening. Let's take the first caller here now. Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, sir. Miriam.
Good morning.
Wow, good job. I didn't know you were a prof in that field.
Hey, woo. What field?
I'm telling you. Uncle Jimmy.
Don't know be me you want
that
talk
man,
to.
That
talk
man to. That had another family apart from the I hear you say have respect for the wife. He doesn't have rest. If you have respect for the then he will not go down.
Fine. I mean, we could all right. Thank you very much, Chris. We could have an argument on this. But unfortunately, we don't have the time. I don't know how I can get to do a Jabumi too after the Jabumi, where we can then open up so many things and actually have an argument. Yes, it is true that he doesn't have respect for the wife, but also, who knows, it could be the respect that can't make him open up to her. I think it depends on how you look at it.
Well, I think only men can explain this, because I really would like to know what goes on in a man's head.
Break mine, Nancy.
It's too
I can open it up for you. You can come in. There's space.
Okay.
Okay, my teenage daughter is ruining my relationship. After spending, this is Lara. I hope this is not Lara from Ikorodu. I can imagine that Lara will be saying the ballet, the song. Lara, I hope you're well. Says, after spending years alone, I finally found a man I care for and who cares for me. Good. I'm happy for her.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a problem. Our problem is my 18-year-old daughter. She spent most of her secondary school years in boarding school and has to be at home now she's trying to get into university. She doesn't get on at all with my man. Oof. Even though I confided in her how much he meant to me and solicited her support. My man can't understand why I'm so soft on her, because when my marriage ended 7 years ago and my ex set up home with another woman, my two children, that's the two other children, stayed with their father. Mm. Only this one stayed with her. And so she says that my daughter was the one who decided to come back to stay with me. And my man believes I should send her back to her dad. It continues to be difficult. My man is toying with the possibility of relocating to his hometown. Maybe he's from Oshogbo or from Segun Agbede's hometown. Where does Segun Agbede come from? I've forgotten. From his hometown, but he wants to relocate, wants to go back home, and says that he has a very large farm and wants to go into full-time farming. He's counting the day my daughter gets into the university, but as it is now, she has to wait a few more months, because she didn't make her jam. Anyway, Lara is asking Diabumi for help. Apparently, she wants to go with the man to his.
She's obviously considering it. Yeah.
Yes, she's considering it. And I think they must have discussed it and concluded the only thing that is holding her up is this 18-year-old. And if she gets admission, then it'll be easy to shoo her off and then she can go home. I think she should just be patient. What do you think?
So I'm going to go at it from three different dimensions. First,
okay, go.
The mother-daughter relationship is a very, very sensitive one, especially for a daughter who her dad is still alive. You know, may also be giving her dad's woman the same kind of energy she's giving her mom's man. It's always very difficult for girls, especially, I've been a teenager before, so I understand. That's a phase where you're very, very disruptive. You're very, very stubborn. You know, you just try to go, you're going left all the time. And you don't even know why you're doing it half the time. So it's a phase she's going through. I don't know her relationship with this girl. If she has confided in her, what was her reaction? Do you say, I like the guy, or I will manage? So there's just, that's a whole pot, kettle of fish on its own. Now, also for her and this guy, she probably doesn't like the guy because you're not my dad. Don't come and be acting like my dad.
That's a girl, yes.
Yes, don't be acting like my dad. And of course, the man is insisting that she be, you know, shipped off to her dad. No, he should be trying to have a relationship with her, because you know what? That is the woman's child. She's never not going to be her child. Try to be friends with her first. It's very important.
I usually say that if you're toasting a woman who has a daughter, you are going to have to do a double toasting.
Exactly. Be
not,
sweet.
I just say it, not that I know, you know.
Yeah, but that's what it should be. Even if you were a male child, you have to court their child as you're courting them. So I think that
he's sometimes, let's get it now. Sometimes kids can be very possessive about their parents.
I know.
I've heard people who, okay, so the mother died and maybe the father died and the mother is just like in her mid-50s. And I've asked questions, because I like playing all these tricks and games. I said, come, what would you think if your mom should want to remarry or even have a relationship? And some of them go, what for? What does she need that for? And what they don't know is, and I'm also realizing as I grow older, is that as you grow older, your body changes. Yes, you become a bit more mature, but in reality, your wants are the same.
Yeah, actually.
You can't get them.
And for the women more, actually.
And for the women more. And that there are loads of women who are suffering now because their children, who are widows and things, or divorcees just because their children wouldn't let them. They wouldn't let them. So for such children, sometimes you have to call their bluff. I mean, she's 18.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to call, not at all times.
But from the tone of her message, I think that he needs to befriend her. Imagine if he were your daughter. Befriend her.
But from the tone of the letter also, the man complains that the girl is spoiled. And she could jolly well be spoiled.
She could be. Mm. So I think it's a dicey situation. They both have to be sensitive towards her. Also having both a harsh tone and a soft tone. So that you be harsh or you be firm when you need to be firm.
I always say to whoever is on the other side of the divide, if you try to cut the child, because some children are resistant.
Then
just let it be.
But I don't think that he should be too much of a voice in the woman's head, because you see, again, the relationship she has with her child, she might say, well, you're being a problem to this man and I don't want to lose this man, so go. And then she will always have that man.
Well, at 18, you do expect some level of maturity.
Yes.
Some minimal level of understanding.
But
also,
a spoiled child is a spoiled child. So let her be patient. Let her go off to school and then...
What about if she talks to the girl? Sits her down one day.
But she said she confided in him. In her, rather.
She confided in her. She didn't talk to her about the situation. She just, I like this guy, blah, blah, blah. But if she now talks to her to say, look, this is what I want to do. How best do we go about it? Yes. And if the child, sometimes you know you have to be a bit firm.
Yes.
But the problem is that when she was leaving the guy, most likely she rebounded on the child. She lent. Yes. Thank God the child, for a male child, is different. Some women who are divorced or widowed, whatever, want to turn their sons into their husbands. And then, so when the son now gets married.
Oh, she becomes the guy's wife.
Would you marry a man whose mother is still alive?
Yes, of course. Why not?
I just asked. I mean,
oh, yeah, why not?
I've heard people who say that they can't marry a man whose mother is still alive.
No. I will. I want to have a mother-in-law.
You want to have a mother-in-law, yes.
And a father-in-law.
Yeah. And a father-in-law. Yeah, okay, yeah. So he must have the two. This one that
you don't, it's not a must. Me and Kuku don't have two now.
Uh-huh. You have one.
I just have a dad now.
I wish it was a dad.
And my dad is like the sweetest person. My mom too. They don't have wahala.
Dads are always sweetest persons to them.
No, my mom was sweeter.
You're sweeter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But dads are always the sweetest persons to my mom.
Men don't have wahala. That's the thing.
Once you drop a tear like this, it just signs the check.
My dad would do anything. My friends used to tease him that, why does this girl stress you so much? He said, no, she's not stressing me. I want to do it.
I like it, yes. Okay, let's take a few more calls and we'll go to the last story.
Okay.
Hello, morning.
Hello, morning, Uncle Jedi.
Morning.
Glad to be here.
Morning.
Yeah. I think in terms of the relationship with the daughter,
yes.
The man will, as you said, try and toast her and work with her and try to get some rapprochement, some common ground with her.
Mm.
However, if he's tried everything he can, you know, some girls, some ladies, some children, male or female, will just not agree. And if that doesn't work, the woman has to make a decision.
Mm. Oh, okay, follow
she
me.
Has to decide.
I'd like to ask, can we benefit from your experience? How do you toast mother and daughter? From the experience that you've had over the years in things like this, can you tell us something?
No, in terms of trying to get to know her, he has to know what does she like, typically, what does she like, what movies does she watch, who are her friends, what is trending right now.
Mm.
No, just, so anything generally, just to more or less find common ground. In some
so we can...
But if that doesn't work... And everything and doesn't work, the mother more or less has to decide, because no matter what happens, there's a balance, there's a trade-off here.
Okay.
If for 5 years' time, that girl is going to move on with her life.
So we can...
The mother is going to be alone.
So we can now assume, thank you very much for your contribution, we can now assume that you are well experienced in these matters. Hopefully, you'll soon be opening up a consulting firm to handle this. I set you up good time there. Threw you under the bus. Thank you very much.
I'm a married man, though.
I know. You know,
he had to put the caveat.
He walked right back into it. He didn't smell a rat. His wife is going to skin him. Where he got that experience from?
Maybe from her.
Into it. This is a 9:49. Can I take one more story here? Yes. This is very clear. Judy says that his boob joke is humiliating. Maybe I've just been silly, but I really hate it when my husband... Oh no, I can't use this one. This one is a bit too. Yes, but he messes around with her body, and makes jokes out of it, and she doesn't like that. I think people need to be careful.
Yeah. I'll just sound this out to whoever it is. Mm-hmm. A woman is very conscious of her body, especially a woman who's giving
should
birth.
Constantly.
Conscious of her body, no matter how good looking she is, especially for a woman who's had kids. Of course, her body's not the same any longer.
Yes.
And so when you're tapping that part of her body and making fun of her, you're making her second guess herself. And you put her in that situation, sir. So please don't do that again.
But sometimes it's not that you're making fun of her. Sometimes they're appreciating it.
You can't be saying, kwelebe, kwelebe,
No. You wouldn't call kwelebe.
No.
Sometimes you do. Appreciate, you know, men would never take the eyes off a woman's face.
I know.
And some would even go to say that I'm glad I made this.
Yes.
This.
Oh yes, men from my place would. I'll tell you for free. If you like a Calabar man and you don't have, you know,
the front and back. Yeah,
no front, mostly. Calabar men like.
Well, they have silicone variants now, so you can the real deal.
He's going to look at your family members. You see, that's how they know.
You're kidding me?
Yes.
We must do a program one day so we can get 9:50. I need to take two more reactions before I go. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Could you mean?
Morning, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank God.
You have to switch off the radio where you are, please.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So what I want to say that
no, we have to knock it off. We always say switch off the radio when you're calling, so we're getting an echo, so take another call there. Hello, good morning.
I don't really hear any echo calling.
Hello, no, take another one. We always again say when you call in, call from a quiet place. Let's listen to these little instructions so we don't get these feedbacks. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. This is Bumi from Oniru. So the man who has another family, you know, one child out of wedlock can be a mistake. So
yes.
It's actually intentional. So the woman really just has to decide what she can live with. Because ultimately, it's going to be her life. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
But two might not be. Two, in going to look after to look out for the first one, you can slip into the second. It might not be intentional.
No, I sense you trying to make excuses for the man. One is a mistake. The next one is deliberate. So you knew what you were doing.
It might not be.
No, it's self-explanatory. You can't even make an excuse for that.
It could have been led into
no,
it.
No, I totally disagree. No, sir.
You know, sometimes...
No!
All right. Since you have decided that I should not talk again, I will carry my bag.
We're going together. Hey.
Where are we going?
Anyway,
yes, we're waiting to do What's Up Lagos.
No What's Up Lagos today. Let's go.
You better leave me. I laugh in Chinese. That could be the most dangerous mistake ever.
I would not want to do that. Okay.
All right, Mariam, thank you very much. I got to leave the studio for you anyway. No better time to do it than now. Thank you very much. I enjoyed myself. And
too.
Ironically with you, this is the first time I'm able to go through all the stories in the album. Yes, that shows. You know, when you meet professionals, you know, that shows. Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, this was really fun.
Yes.
Let's do
it again. We'll do it again, yes. And please, keep your eyes open. I don't like the way you're looking at me. It's making me feel very uncomfortable. And the whole world is looking at me. The whole world is hearing me.
Okay.
Even Philip has run behind the pillar to take his... This is where we're going to end it for today. I hope you all enjoyed yourself. Wednesday is the day that I always look forward to. I'll be back again tomorrow. Friskila, the Nigerian journalist based in Germany, Friskila, he's in town for just about a week. One of the things I'm going to be asking him, I hope he's not listening, just all of you to be on standby. He met Obasanjo, I think, on Monday. Okay, if you go to his Facebook page, you'll see it there. I'm going to be asking him what him and Baba discussed. Remember, he went the week after the visit. So maybe some exclusive will come from there. Thank you very much, Feta. Thank you so much, and Philip. So that's what we're going to do on Thursday. I haven't made up my mind what we will do. MTN is rolling out 5G. Okay, so I'm trying to get one of their top guns to come and explain to us in detail what this 5G is all about. I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also,